This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will make you feel good. For Christmas gifts that'll make your family and friends feel good, there's no place like Priceline.
Oh, happy Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Is your voice break then?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Last one of the year.
Last day on air as a team this year before I go off on maternity leave. You go off to do your marathon.
Yeah, we've got some cracking best ofs coming for you, though, so don't you dare touch that dial. I can see you, Stephen.
Yep.
One bloke in his car going,
you know who you are.
No, it's me.
You will be able to hear us out until the end of the year, but today it is our last day together.
Yep.
And I thought for my booty drop today, I'd get in the mood for labour.
Ooh. Drop it like it's hot.
Moore's booty drop. So I thought, why not get me in a labour mood with, and these were the ones I was going with. I had a couple of options. I was going to do Scream, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson.
Geez,
thought that's good
intense.
Be good. Breathe, Don't Stop by Mr. On versus Jungle Brothers.
Need to learn it, breathe. I was thinking that Blue Cantrell one.
No, that could have been good.
Not bad, yeah.
But instead, I thought, I'll go to my girl's Salt and Pepper for a bit of push it.
Yeah, great. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I mean, it is it.
It's D-Day.
It is D-Day.
Delivery Day.
Oh,
I hope it's not Delivery Day.
I thought conception was D-Day.
That's C-Day.
Whoa. Okay. Our minds went to way different places from what the C stood for then.
That was the last time we had fun.
Wow. Hey, Bickers, it's been such a great year. How are you feeling? You're going to hate your family's just about to get bigger.
I thought you just said you're going to hate your family. You said your family's about to get bigger.
You're hearing things.
I know. I'm just anticipating the tiredness.
Yes.
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
I think I feel a mixture of emotions.
Yep.
I feel excited.
Yeah.
I think I feel slightly terrified. It's a really weird thing when you go on maternity leave. So I feel like when you love your job and you love the people you work with and you go off to have a baby, part of you is like, I can't wait to finish. And then you realize it's not that you're going on holiday. Like you think in your head. It's like the same feeling you feel like when you're wrapping up and you go on holiday.
Yes.
But I'm not going on a holiday.
Instead of a beach, you're going to a hospital.
Exactly.
Push.
And that I'm going to be away for so long. I'm going to miss out on everything that you guys are doing and all of just being near you all, even though I'm so excited about what I'm going to do. But then you have to step back into this job again and then pick up where you left off. But you've missed a whole chunk of time. Like, it's just this really weird feeling. But that's the work side of things. I'm going to miss you guys terribly and, you know, I do your... I'm fortunate to do a job that I love, so I am going to miss you a lot and miss just the friendship. You know, I think, you know, my work sisters and you're my work sister too.
Girls, girls, girls.
You know, your friends, work friends become life to you. But on the flip side of that, I am really excited. I never thought that I would have... I didn't know if I'd have one kid, let alone I never thought three.
Yeah.
And after I had Ollie and everything that sort of happened in my life, I didn't know if I'd have any other kids again. And then when I had Evie, I was so overjoyed, but I was really happy and I was done. And then so to be having a third, it just feels so surreal, to be honest. I can't even, so it's just a really weird feeling.
Well, we're very excited for you. We will miss you terribly, but we're excited to meet the newest of the Bickmore clan. What a lucky little kid to get such an amazing mum. And we've all placed bets on whether we think it's going to be a boy or a girl.
What do you think it's going
to
be?
I'm on the fence. I know Son thinks a boy. I go to think boy, but then then at the last minute, I'm not sure.
You think boy, do you, Son?
Yeah.
Why do you think boy?
I don't know. It's just a gut feeling. I mean... I don't know. Why do you ever think that?
No, I know. And none of it's like the ring test.
Should I say the name,
stuff.
I think, as well?
Oh, yes.
But what if it is?
Oh,
I'm not going to tell
don't
you.
Say it. Don't
no,
say it.
Say
don't
the name. Because I'm struggling with, we're actually still struggling with names. So, no, tell me.
Gustav, Jesus, you've gone with long odds for that one, Son.
What do you think, Son?
I do like it.
I think you're going to have a little boy called Archie. I think it's going to be Ollie, Evie and Archie.
Oh, my gosh, that's
cute
so
name.
Sweet.
It's cute name.
Okay.
But we are all very excited to meet the newest member, like I said. And I know there are a lot of amazing parents out there, but what a lucky kid to get such a fierce, ferocious, fun,
ferocious
stupid,
right.
and farty woman. No, I'm joking, mate. But what a lucky kid to grow up in such a loving family and have such an amazing, whether it's a boy or a girl, to have such an amazing, strong woman as a role model. They're
don't
a very
make
lucky
me sad.
Kid.
You're not meant to make me sad. I'm
it
already
should,
emotional.
Should make you, it should make you excited.
And no,
if
it
any
does
points,
make me excited. Everything's made me sad. You saw me reading my book the other day.
Yeah. Oh. But if any points you go, oh, gosh, I can't do this and I don't know, just know that if there's anyone in this world who can do this, it is absolutely you, and you will smash through this thing, and I can't wait
to be... terrified of the birth. No, I'm actually terrified of the birth.
I'll drug you up, mate. You'll be fine. You've done it two times before.
It's not my thing.
Apparently, and I'm no expert, apparently the third one slides right out of you.
I mean, I've been joking, saying it'll fall out in the lift, but I know nothing. It doesn't fall out. It's going to involve pain and pushing and, you know, possible season. Whatever happens, it's going to happen. But.
Well, if I've seen your partner, Chris, almost give birth when we're under those pregnancy machines, and he nearly dislocated my hand the way he was squeezing it, so I'm glad it's him squeezing, you squeezing his hand.
Oh, no, he'll be a great support in there. Although I do remember last time I told him something to say to me when I was at the height of pain beforehand. I said, it'll make me laugh. And so he said it when I was at the height of pain, and I screamed at him, shut up! And I felt so bad afterwards because I thought, poor, there's nothing you can do when you're helping someone in labour. Like, literally, you can't do anything right.
Yeah. And we should just shut up and get out of the way.
No, you're very helpful.
Are we?
No. I'm very excited. Not you. You're not going to do anything.
I'll be there.
But no, I'm very excited about my expanding family. And I think Ollie and Evie are so, they both, Ollie thinks we're having a boy and Evie thinks we're having a girl, so one of them's going to be very disappointed. But one of them's going to be very excited. But I just can't wait to see them with the baby because I've been really emotional lately thinking about what it means. I'm going to get emotional now. What it means for them is because they're so cute together.
They're a little team.
They're a little team. And I think he never thought he was going to get a baby brother or sister, and then he got a little sister, and like they're 7 years apart, and they had joined. Oh, Sonda, stop crying, you're making me even more upset. They're joined at the hip, and I think, like, I know families of three, and I know they'll all love each other so much, but I just can't, I don't want anything to happen to their little bond, so I think it makes me a bit sad.
They'll just get a third.
No, I know,
member.
I know.
And maybe their little team will be even stronger.
I know that. I keep telling myself that, but every now and then it makes me sad.
Hey, before you get too sad, we may as well open up the phones and let the people get involved. 131060. If you've got anything you want to say to Carrie, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is, of course, our last day live on air. We have 3 weeks of great best-ofs for you for some of the best bits you may have missed. Mm-hmm. But
before I go on maternity leave.
Yeah, before you have a new bub, and we're all very excited. We've all said we can't wait to meet the new bub, and what an amazing mum that you already are and you're going to continue to be. And what a lucky kid to get born into this world with such incredible parents. But I thought on 131060, maybe the people of this great nation wanted to say something to you as well. Michael, you there?
Mate, I just want to say congratulations and good luck with your birth. Hope it all goes fantastically. And, my wife's having our first one in January, so we're following her progress.
Oh, good luck to you too, Michael. Have you got a name? Because we're struggling.
Yeah, we're having little Charlie, little girl.
Oh, cute. Disappointed you didn't call it Carrie, but that's okay. I like Charlie.
Well, Carrie's a second.
good luck to you. Good luck to you as well,
absolutely.
Michael. Have a great and happy holidays, mate.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
We've got Chris on 131060. Chris, what's your message for Carrie?
Carrie, I saw you at School of Rock, and you looked amazing. Absolutely
she looks great,
amazing.
Doesn't she, Chris?
Oh, my God.
She's glowing, wouldn't you say?
You obviously weren't sitting behind me, Chris, because I fidgeted so much that after in the interval, the people behind me changed seats.
Oh, it wasn't because you'd had some dried apricots?
No, I was so uncomfortable sitting there because it's hard sitting in one position that I was moving up and down and around. At one point, Chris was like, you're worse than Ollie. Sit still.
Yes. And I did have some little children with me and they were fidgety as well. But look, you look amazing. I wish you both the very best. You with your marathon, Tommy. My God, that's great.
Thanks, Chris.
Love you, Chris.
Brilliant.
Have a great holiday.
Bye.
We'll miss you all. Bye.
Let's go to Nikita. How are you, Nikita?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Oh, living the dream. What's going on?
Oh, I just don't know how I'm going to drive home from work without you guys. This is going to be the worst.
Oh, do you know, we're going to miss you too. We're going to miss everybody. We're only gone for a short while. We will be back. Depending on how good my baby is, depends on how soon I'll be back.
Yeah. Harry, it's our baby. It's a show baby. It's our baby.
Good on you, Nikita. Thanks for the pickup. Hey, Nikita, the great news as well is Carrie's obviously got her hands full, but I'm not doing much. So I can sit with you in your car for the commute home if that helps.
That would be amazing. I work through my lunch every day so I can finish at 3 o'clock and get in the car.
Oh my gosh, that's going to make me tear up.
Hey,
that's
Buzz,
beautiful,
can
Nikita.
We get Nikita a Priceline voucher?
I reckon $100 Priceline voucher is all yours, Nikita. Well done.
Oh, guys, thank you.
Thanks for listening, Nikita. We love doing the show with you. Call in anytime, okay?
Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I put my thing down, flip it in reverse.
Same, same, but backwards.
This is the last one of the year.
And we've decided it is triple or nothing.
Is it? Who decided that?
Producers had a meeting. I had no say in it. I'm so sorry.
Like when we did the papers the other day where you've gone and listened to all the songs and you're going to blitz this?
No, no. And I haven't checked what the scores are, but this one is worth 3 points for the winner. Buzz, what are the scores?
19 to Carrie, 17 to you, Tommy.
Ooh,
so
just enough. The winner just enough for me to get me over the
what
line.
What if this is what happens?
No.
What if there's
I've already said no.
What if there's a minor premiere for the year, which is me, because I'm finished on 19, you finished on 17.
Why is there a minor premiere?
But then what if we have to go to the grand final and this is the grand final and whoever wins today is the winner, but I'm still the minor premier.
Sure.
Like it works with like
mate, if
stuff.
I could have that, if I could have that 30 seconds of my life back, I would absolutely
love it. You know, someone finishes on top of the ladder, but then they still have to go into the grand final.
And no guys, one brags about being the minor premier.
Yeah, they do.
This is the grand final, all right, of same, same, but backwards.
Okay. 3 points on the line.
What happens when you play a grand final, though? What do you win?
A trophy? Do we have a trophy?
Organise something for the winner of the same thing backwards.
Please tell me
no,
it's edible.
Isn't. So Sonna's going to present it right now.
What is it?
Oh my gosh.
What is that?
Guys.
Explain what the trophy looks like, firstly.
It looks like someone has removed a netballer from a trophy and replaced it with a microphone and some musical notes. And there is space.
What about
there is an empty blank where there will be one winner's
name. Spin it around because look what we've done. It's backwards.
That's very good.
Oh, my gosh.
Same, same, but backwards to win a
prize. Oh, my God, you've made a little trophy. That's okay. So cute. Who did that? Was that you, Buzz?
Okay, yeah. I'll admit it, I did.
I welded it on there myself.
No, mate, you should have told us you had those gifts earlier in the year.
No, I'm leaving it all to the end. I missed that because, all right, anyway. Let's get into it. Okay. The grand final, the same, same, but backwards.
Just checking before we start. Do we have a trophy for the... for the minor premiership, or is it not just bragging rights?
Theme today as well, guys. Biggest songs of 2018.
Oh, why did you do a theme?
Oh, why?
Biggest songs
why?
Of 2018.
We hate the theme.
We hate the theme.
Oh, but people love themes. It. And here we go. Oh, what a way to end it. So positive. Here's song number one.
Tommy.
Oh. Harris just got in there.
Havana. She Camila doesn't. Cabello. Oh, Havana?
It is.
Damn. I thought she was going to blow herself out.
So did I.
Oh.
All right.
I don't know if Bitmore buzzed in first.
Nah, she did. Yeah, she did. Oh. All right, here is song number two.
Tommy.
Oh, this is you. Come on.
Hotline Bling Drake. No, God's Plan. Oh. Draw, no. And then I gave away the answer.
Gary? God's Plan, Drake.
It is. Yeah.
What I do to you all the time.
Oh, no!
Like Hotline Bling was like 2 years ago, mate.
Do you know what? Good. This is where big players come to play. They're two down, they're against the ropes, and everybody's thinking, can they come back? And he's thinking...
Minor Premier's still really good, though. Oh, no, I'll have that as well. I forgot. Yeah.
Carrie, this is technically for the win. If you get this right, you win for the year.
Here comes the champ.
Here is song number three.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
It's Dua Lipa, One Kiss.
It is.
Yeah!
You're back in the game.
The champ gets off the ropes. He showed up in a fight just when they thought it was over.
This is like the Eagles.
Here we go. He only needs two more. And then he takes out the little crap trophy that we have.
Hey, I spent a lot of time organising that.
Yeah, I didn't say it was good, though.
Here we go. Song number four.
Carrie. Sam Smith. Oh. It's not Promises, is it?
Tommy would like to hear it again.
Yes.
I know it. Oh, shivers.
It's Ed Sheeran. It's an Ed Sheeran track. God, it's an Ed Sheeran track. Retreat.
Retreat.
Retreat. What's that?
Was it perfect?
It was perfect.
Oh, I knew it. Oh my God. Who wrote it down? Did he write it down for him, Sonda? Serge is right.
I couldn't read it wrong.
All right, Sonda one cheated and you read it wrong. You two are terrible.
Sucked in.
The acting as well. Is it?
Sonda, why do you want him to win?
I don't want him to win, but I desperately want to go to the final song.
Okay, right, let's get to the final song. Tommy's still in it here.
2-1 to Carrie. Tom, you need this to tie it up. Here we go.
Carrie.
Yep.
It is, oh my God, it is your shoes. It's the guy that's coming out in April next year. Post Malone, his song from the 80s.
Buzzer out, Buzz.
Oh,
buzzer
no!
out.
Three.
No!
Two.
Oh my gosh, I've forgotten
one.
It.
One. Oh, no.
Oh.
Tommy Little, would you like to hear it again or you think you know for the tie?
No.
No, I would love to hear it again.
What do you mean you don't know? He doesn't know.
I'd love to hear it again.
What do you mean you don't know?
Because I keep calling it what the heck, but that's not what it's called.
Oh.
It is, oh my god, Leon.
I could win this.
Giacchino.
I could win this. Oh my god, I could win this.
And the song, it's something about breaking hearts.
Does he get a timer too? Because I got a timer.
Three.
It's called Why Don't You Love Me?
Yeah! 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 Oh! What does that mean? What does that mean?
Tiebreaker.
Is this a tiebreaker?
We're going to a tiebreaker.
Can we go? Can we have a songs break and come back and do the tiebreaker?
Oh! Yeah, let's do that. We'll go to a song and we will play for the same but backwards trophy. That is amazing, might I add. It's a trophy, but it's backwards. We'll do it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The final ever edition of same but backwards has ended in a tie. The grand final playing for the same but backwards trophy.
I've got to calm down because this baby's getting too excited. I'm feeling,
this is how you'd write it. If you wrote this as a Hollywood screenplay, this is how you'd write it.
You'd have me as the minor premier 19 to 17 for the whole year.
I don't think you'd even mention the minor premiership in the Hollywood screenplay.
You would, because that would create a bit of drama. And then you'd have us in a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Two all. And for the title of the year, that to be honest, at the start of the year, I was absolutely whooping you, and then you have just started to turn on the afterburners.
I know.
You timed your run.
I play well when I'm under when I'm under pressure.
Yeah, under duress.
Under duress.
Like an absolute champ, which would
that's
mean
that's what working with you is. It's under duress.
Yeah, a real hit to the confidence just before the tie-breaking song.
I know I'm going to lose this.
As Buzz frantically scrambles to put a song in reverse.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a tiebreaker ready. And let's hope it fits in with your theme that you decided was
of 2018.
Biggest songs of 2018.
All right. You ready to go?
You haven't included my favourite banger of this year, actually.
So I was just working out how to...
Here we go. Song number 6, the tiebreaker for the win for 2018.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
It is... It's Dua Lipa, New Rules.
Tommy wins!
Yeah!
Yes!
It's you! I thought you already had Dua Lipa.
Yeah!
What?
Do you know how hard it is to spin a song backwards in 3 minutes?
Yes! Far out.
God, I'd just like to thank the Academy. Mum, Dad, never could have done this without you.
Where was Baby Shark when we needed it? That was a big tune in 2018.
Can the minor league premier pipe the hell down?
I haven't had a chance to say my speech.
The minor league premier does not get a speech.
20-19, Tommy Little wins!
Yeah! Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Here's your panel too far away.
Okay.
Oh, they're already drunk.
Guys, we're going to miss you guys. Yeah. We can still hang out, right?
I can't believe it. Carrie, we finally get to have lunch.
I know. We've been talking about that for 10 years.
Yes. Yes, it might actually happen.
I just want like a little bit of time post-work, pre-babies, to do things like lunches.
Yes, of course. How long do you reckon you'll get? You might get 3 or 4 weeks.
We'll
Fingers crossed, because nothing's worse than when you get gypped. and well, you only so get many like people 2 days.
They finish work and then all of a sudden go into labour the next day.
You know, that's like when people retire and then they die.
Oh, that's
you know.
But the more babies you have,
yeah.
But sort of the opposite.
The more babies you have,
my boobs get.
No, the later they come out. I was the last. I was the fourth in our family, and I was 2 weeks late. So you might.
Really? They let you go 2 weeks late?
I thought it went the other way.
He seems overcooked, don't you?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
What are your bets, boy or girl?
Oh, this is our final chance.
Yeah.
Oh, because can you stand up? I hate to make you do anything at this point. I know that's... Oh, let me have a good look at
now
you.
Now, 10 jumping jacks.
Oh, yes. Stunning.
You should be able to tell.
Yeah, yes. You're very beautiful. You're carrying really beautifully.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say you're very high, aren't you? I'm going to say you haven't been robbed of your looks.
Yeah, well, in the grand tradition of
Jason Ackermanis.
Remember Jason Ackermanis, the AFL footballer? Yes. I was with him once and a woman was in our house and she was a decorator and she was heavily pregnant. And he said, I bet you're having a girl.
Yeah.
And she said, how do you know that? And he said, when a woman's having a girl, the baby takes all her looks away. He said that right to her face.
I could so imagine Acker saying that.
Yes.
Too.
Oh, I mean, okay, wow. as a mother, you're happy to give that gift to your unborn daughter, but you don't want an ex-footballer pointing it out to you.
You did see that photo, though, of me crying, finishing my book the other day, though, didn't you?
Yes, I loved it.
So, I mean, I think she has taken my looks away, let's be honest.
No, everybody's saying you're glowing.
Yeah.
Don't get Hughes's WhatsApp.
I'm saying boy. I'm saying boy.
Yep.
We will find out soon.
What are you saying, Tommy?
I said boy as well, yeah.
And what are you saying, Carrie?
I've got no idea. We don't have a name for either, so.
But what's have you got a vibe?
I don't have it this time. I don't have a vibe at all.
No vibe at all?
No.
Guys, we will miss you. Have a great
see you in the new year.
We love you guys. Have a beautiful break, Carrie. You've earned it.
No doubt.
You have a nice holiday too.
And I can't wait to smell a baby's head.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, so I have been waiting for a very, 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 very long time for this moment.
Ooh.
Because all year you've been pranking me and then I got you back yesterday real bad.
Yeah.
And I felt very bad about that. I mean, happy bad.
Yeah. I mean, not bad enough to not gloat about it a lot.
No.
But, you know.
But so I have something that I know is going to make it up to you.
What do you got?
But there is some conditions.
I'm clucky and you got me a real baby.
There's some conditions with which you get this surprise.
Okay.
How good are you at keeping a secret?
You're about to say it into a microphone, so I feel like I don't have to.
No, you're going to have to keep this a secret.
For how long?
You have to pinky swear on it. I don't know. Until I give birth.
Cool.
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah. 100%? Yeah.
Because I'm going to let you in on a secret that I have been carrying around since I found out I was having a baby. In fact, a secret that Chris and I have been carrying around. And because I know it's your favourite thing in the entire world.
Oh, God, you're calling the baby weapon.
I am going to give you a gender reveal.
Ah!
But you can't then tell everybody else what comes out of that balloon.
Oh, yes! Yes!
No, I'm not convinced that you can't. You can't say anything.
I won't say anything to anybody. I promise.
It'll be something then that only you, me, and Chris. I had to have a conversation with Chris to check he was okay with you knowing. So, Christian, we have organised a balloon for you. You get to pop the balloon and find out what Chris and I are having, but you can't then say on air what we're having.
Okay.
Do you understand this?
Other people can see, yeah.
Yes, we've turned all the...
Cameras are off?
Cameras are off.
Okay, so these guys have already promised you?
Yes, we've had this conversation.
Oh, my God.
But I'm not actually worried about their big mouths. I'm worried about yours.
No?
So this is what you've been waiting for all year.
Is this
I've always done it lots
Do you know?
Yeah, Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying to you. It's Chris, been Chris and I's secret, and we're letting you in on the secret.
Oh, okay.
So we know. Okay. I know gender reveal normally is about...
No, this is great.
I know.
It's all about me. This is all about me.
Normally, it's the parents finding out. We know. This is about you. God, okay?
Because I thought, wow, okay.
Okay.
You want to count me down?
I will count you down. You've got to enjoy this moment.
I will.
Because
I will.
Until you have your own kid, you're not getting invited to another gender reveal.
I don't know if you've heard me, but I'm pretty up and about.
All right.
Yeah, count me down.
Three.
No, from 100.
2, 1.
Oh, damn it! Damn it! It's yellow!
You didn't fall for that, though, did you? What does the note say?
We don't know. We don't want a gender reveal. Please stop asking. Why? Oh, God. I'm colourblind, too, and there was a split second where I went, I can't tell. The one thing I can't tell.
Anyway, we'll find out soon what we're having. We don't actually know, just for the record.
It was still really fun. Yeah, it was still really fun.
Good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our final day of the year.
It is, Buzz, all it is, and it's with mixed emotions, of course, because... final day, holidays, yo, but also we will
miss everyone dearly
because we've been up to a lot this year.
It's been a big year.
It's been a bloody big year.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, and usually on a Friday we look back at the week that was.
Yeah.
But we thought this time why not look back at the whole year that was.
Ah, can you believe it? Another year done and dusted with Carrie and Tommy. And what a roller coaster it's been. We kicked off the year with a bang by surprising Carrie with her favourite artist, Sam Smith, in her own home.
Surprise.
They're in my house! Now what happened? Do I have to talk to you? I'm not going to be able to talk.
I love your house. We've just been sitting there talking about how beautiful it is. You have the best team in the world. This is so nice that they've done this for you.
Can't get much better than this. What are you going to do after this?
Well, a lot, actually. We had some of the biggest names in music lower themselves to perform for us in our tiny cupboard.
Please welcome to the show, Vance Joy.
Hey, thank you so much.
When I see your light shine, I know I'm home.
Anne Marie's
here. Yes. I feel very humbled. On the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy Shark.
Thank you. Tell him all I said at home.
He's ditched the Suns. Marcus Mumford is here. I will wait for you.
I did read once that you tried to steal a couch from a...
Got chucked out of my own dressing room when we headlined Glastonbury.
Yeah, is there
anything... Wasn't allowed in, was barred.
Right. Is there anything you want to take from here before you go?
No, this place is shit hot.
Ah, you're not wrong, Marcus. But we didn't just welcome the biggest superstars to the show. We welcomed you, our amazing callers, as well.
Raylene, what went down at your school?
My daughter came home from daycare. She'd made me this collage, and it was all purple. It had purple flowers and purple perfume. And in the corner was a big purple vibrator. It had good vibes written underneath it.
Snakes in the City. Aiden, when have you seen one?
I was actually across the road from the Victoria Market and I saw just some guy laying on the nature strip. There's a little pipe there. It was just playing with his snake, like letting it crawl on him and stuff like that.
I know where you're going with that. Thank you, Aiden. Pete, are you going to be able to come, mate?
I'm trying to logbook out the window. I'll put a collar on the drive shaft. I'm full noise south there.
Where are you coming from, Pete? Where are you driving from?
West Sydney, about half an hour ago, mate. I've got to see how this plays out.
Oh, you wee man. Good to see you, Pete. Why don't you love me? Why don't you love me? Gary, you great man. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. You got to play that.
Yeah.
It's the 80s.
Yeah.
The windows are down. Arm out the window. Yeah.
So maybe you might need to call on Gary, mate. Gary, you might get the call up, Gary.
So this is for Monday?
We'll let you know. I mean, don't put the whole day aside yet, but we'll be in touch.
Let's do logistics off air.
And even though you guys are amazing, at times we definitely weren't.
Familiarity. I can't say it.
I can't say that either. Familiarity?
Familiarity. Familiarity. Buzzle?
Familiarity. Is that close?
See, it just sounds wrong.
Familiarity.
And I think, no, it's only right. let's talk about the flamingo. Yes. So our flamingo.
So hang on, has the mule landed?
No, the mule hasn't even taken off from Portland, Oregon yet. She's getting ready to come.
Oregon?
You know that's not right, mate.
What?
You know that's not right.
Sorry.
You can't give me grief about being a model
Portland, Oregon.
Say Portland, Oregon.
I can't do Arnie's accent. 10, 9, 8, 7 It's not him. I can't do accents.
I
you
like
know
it.
That.
No, I reckon you can.
Don't. I can't do his accent.
Hey, go. Just give it a go.
Don't be a girly girl. It sounds Indian.
That went very Indian.
Don't be a girly man.
Pinks, blow me one last kiss. It is carrying Tommy right across the country.
Sorry, Buzz?
The song is called Blow Me. And then in brackets, One Last Kiss. That's the album, you've the album
to,
track.
You've got to work on that.
Hey, that's
mate.
Your mind playing tricks on you, not mine.
No.
Take some control,
what is
Buzz.
What's happening? Don't make me angry, Buzz.
Christian,
stop talking. I need to think for a second. You're talking too much. I can't think.
Take some control.
He had a go and he got it wrong. And then you said, you didn't make it clear, Buzz. Mate, because you're so bad at communicating.
Boss Buzz, I think you're great at communicating.
This is getting a bit
terrible. Let me play it to you again. I thought it was just for the people at home.
Buzz?
Yes.
No, if you keep changing the rules every week, it's not going to win any awards. Next week, you don't play the song again, mate, for Tommy.
Let's have this chat off air.
Yeah, we will be.
This is what's called for us, winning
you
the
won't be here. Here, you won't be here when we play it next week. We got Lincoln on the line. Lincoln, you good mate.
You're a bit more, you weird woman. We have been doing the segment I've been wanting to do all year, which is are Carrie's only friends the people who she pays to work
no,
for?
No, I don't pay them.
Yes, you do,
I
mate.
Work. Hey, mate, are you my friend?
Yeah, and I'm paid to be here. On 131060, we ask the question, call in if you're Carrie's friend. Are you Carrie's friend?
I am not, but I 100% want to be her friend.
See? Do you know for that, I'm going to give you a $100
cotton on. Oh, my God, you're paying her.
Yeet.
Yeet.
It sounds like something you put in bread to make it rise.
Yeast.
Yeast.
Prime Minister, I usually give our guests that come on this show, I make mugs that have swear words on them, and I usually give them
I make beanies, he makes mugs.
Yeah. Are you a tea drinker or are you a coffee drinker?
I am both, but I drink tea and coffee.
Okay, well...
I don't think you're going to want either, to be perfectly honest.
They're pretty hectic.
I wouldn't take a photo.
I wouldn't.
I'd leave them in their packaging.
But I just didn't want to treat you any different. So.
I might leave them with you.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a really good plan. Cody, how did a bartender change your life, babe?
It was my 18th birthday, and we decided to go out for a few drinks at the pub. I won $2,500.
And would you say that changed
amazing,
your
babe.
Would you say that changed your life more or less than when Carrie referred to you as babe?
Well, she can call me babe if she wants.
131060. What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood? That's not. What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood? She's kicking up a fuss. Oh, I want the windows open. I want the windows closed. I want the door open. I want the door closed. I want the light on. I want the light on.
Whoa.
Well, there it is. 2018 with Carrie and Tommy. Have a great break and we'll catch you in 2019.
Oh,
what a year.
It has been a great year. I'm going to miss all of our gorgeous callers.
Yes.
I know I've said I'm going to miss you guys that I work with, but I am going to miss all our callers and doing this every day.
They're the best. They're funny and they're the just perfect type of weird that we love.
Yeah, and they get our show, which is even better. Have a great holidays. Have a great new year. Have a great Christmas. Whatever you do, if you celebrate it, if you don't, have just a
great whatever.
Great time.
Hang out with the people you love, and we look forward to doing it bigger and better next year.
We'll catch you in 2019.
Bye.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up packed with something for everyone. With Priceline, there's a huge range of gifts for everyone. Head in-store or go online to pick the perfect gift this Christmas.